Well, hello everybody, and welcome to this I don't know if I'll actually edit this properly, so because I'm ill today. My chest is absolutely aching. I don't know, it feels like I've had a 10-ton truck sitting on top of it all night. So I have not slept very well, but I am in quite a hyperactive mood this morning. Well, this afternoon when I get up, because as I say, I didn't sleep very well last night, so I've decided that I'm just going to enjoy myself. Not like that. But I decided that I will turn my computer on, I will have a quick look at my email and stuff, and I will take it from there. So today I decided it was time that I should catch up on my own podcasts as well as the ones that I have to listen to. Now, I think something I have at least about 2-3 days worth, and they're still piling in, so I'm positive at some point I will get around to having them all. Like, I'll spend like a weekend or something, just saying, doing this, listening to this, listening to this, listening to this, and that, not do anything while listening to the podcasts. So, oh god, I just can't believe how lazy I have been not to have a good go through my email and stuff. You know, I've not been going through any of it. I've not been checking anything major. You know, it's been like, hello, surely you wanna actually check your email from time to time. But apparently not. Apparently I don't like my email anymore. So if anybody has emailed, I do apologize. In fact, I'm just changing my email just now so that when it downloads to my computer. And I'm just praying that this thing will actually give me my account number to put into my email program. Oh, don't tell me I'm gonna have to go the long way around to get this. This is fucking shit. Fuck. Anyway. So yeah, this bitch is rather hyper. I have had, I think something probably to do with the amount of caffeine I have had today as well. In the space of, I mean, I put it this way, I get up at midday, it's now, I get up at 12 o'clock, or thereabouts, and it's now 1:46 in the afternoon. And I am not kidding. I have had something like 3 or 4 cappuccinos, and it's just like, there's more, I need to drink more. So I'm kind of trying to figure out, like, I'm trying to differentiate between what the hell's happening in my head to should I be drinking this much cappuccino, or should I really be having this much caffeine flowing through my body? But hey, you know, who knows, who cares, eh? Anyway, one thing while I add this, I'm just gonna put this in here. Whoopsie, that's not the email address. Fucking Nora, man. See, because there's this much caffeine rattling through my body, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. Oh no, that's not. That's. And that. Test the account settings. Complete. La 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 la. Okay. One second, guys. I need to. I'm not that bad with computers, but I can be quite dippy, so. Okay, let me find out what's going on. So anyway, yeah, if you've been checking my shows, you'll know that I did a show last night, but there have been some overnight developments, shall we say. Now, I have inadvertently ended up getting myself placed in the middle of some pair of people, some pair of people's problems, shall we say, and this bitch is the one taking the rap. It's me that's having to do all this and sort it out, so I tell you, I just wish I knew what the fuck's happening. I think I know what I've done wrong here. Oh yeah. I'm going to over. There we go. Test. Should work now. Bingo. So, close that. We will rename this. Okay. Next. And green folder. Sorry, I'm talking. I do this a lot. I'll talk myself through what I'm doing. And that's how I don't fuck up majorly. And I wanna make a new rule. I hate this, but I've gotta keep clicking and clicking and clicking. Oh, that's my head, and if I knew how to use the keyboard completely to do this, I would fucking use that more than I do anything else. Right, I wanna move through the specified account. Put that one going to that folder. Next. Next. Okay, there we go. I set my email up now so that if any of you guys decide that I am good enough to email, that I'm good enough to get in touch with, then you can email me at my email. You can email me at my website email address, and I will now have the delightful fun of being able to pick it up. What have I done today so far then? Apart from drinking numerous amounts of cappuccinos and getting caffeined high, I have also listened to a fun. Whoa, my email just shut down. And, oh, do you know something? I'm going to hit my computer in a minute. I have listened to the latest episode from Eat This Hot Show. And for those of you that say don't know or haven't heard of it or whatever, it is a compilation between Wanda Wisdom, Madge Weinstein, and Reagan Fox. And I'm not kidding you. If you have never heard it, I would suggest you go track it down and listen to it. I mean, the last show that I've listened to today is was done on the 16th, so whatever day today is. Is the 17th, isn't it? Today's the 18th. It was 2 days ago. And yes, I know I am behind in a lot of shows and lots of things. You know, I listen to umpteen hours of podcasts, and boy oh boy, does this bitch get confused. That's why I am knocking it on the head a bit. But probably not as quickly or as much as I probably should be able to. So, anyway. So, today, as I say, I've listened to the new shows from the three of them. I've listened to the new Eat This Hot Show episode, which was done a couple of days ago. It is absolutely fantastic. I guarantee you guys will love it if you go and download it and listen to it, or just play it off the website or whatever. I guarantee you'll laugh your ass off. So go and listen to it. Do what you're told. Alright, otherwise, I don't know actually. My head is fucked, man. It's like, I wish I didn't have a coffee machine in my house. I wish I did not have a coffee machine in my house, because if I didn't, I wouldn't have this caffeine problem that I have. I would not have this addiction that is caffeine. Oh God. But and yeah, so as I said, I've been brought into this problem by these two guys who are having major trouble with their relationship, and I am the one being classed as a evil little fuckwit, you know, and it's like, oh, I didn't even want anything to do with this. I wanted you to fix this. Don't have a go at me. Don't bring me into it. But no. Who's the bitch that gets made as if it's all his fault? Stupid people. I wish people in relationships would just learn to deal with their own problems and leave everybody else to do theirs. My computer has done it again. It is not happy. So we're gonna have to figure out why. So yeah, I nicknamed the problem. I nicknamed it 1, 2, 2 G's, an R, and a P. And I'm the P. I am pissed off. I'm the P. So, fuck off access. Guess who gets the delightfulness? I mean, I didn't even know there was any, that I was being majorly involved in this until last night. At something like 11 o'clock, I was just about to go to my bed, and I thought, I'll just quickly check my emails and sign into Messenger, you know, see if anybody wants to talk to me or anything. You know, I just posted the show, and I thought, fantastic, you know, oh look, I've got an email, oh look, somebody wants to speak to me, so I thought, I'll check the email first before I deal with that. And it's like an email from this guy's boyfriend telling me that I have been up to no good, I've been doing this, that, and the next thing, and it's just like, why can I not just die under a rock or something? But why does everybody do that? Why is it that they always have to try and involve everybody else into the problem, you know? People are so fucking thick. Some people can be so stupidly thick, it is untrue. So it's just got me so wound up, and the fact that I'm now hyper as hell, I've got that much caffeine driving through my veins that I could probably power a small steamship or something, a small country by pedaling a bicycle or something. No, I joke, I am not that fit, honestly. This bitch needs to go and either join a gym or something, or just do something to, you know, get himself in shape. Don't get me wrong, I mean, I'm not fat. I have plenty of people that can test me for saying I am overweight and crap like that. But, I am not as fit as I used to be. So, I will have to get that sorted. I will have to get it done and make sure that this bitch does actually get himself into shape and actually gets himself sorted. So anyhow, I hope you guys have all been having a nice day. You've all been having fun and are enjoying yourselves while I sit here thinking that I've a 10-ton truck sitting in my chest and it's like the funny thing is because I use my laptop and the PC, I sit in the living room and I use the laptop in there. And it's like, whenever if I'm talking to somebody on MSN, if I end up I'm only talking to one person and I put their webcam on full screen, it's like the sound jumps until it puts the thing on full screen and then the sound catches up. And it's just like, I remember I was talking to somebody and it just went the for about 10 minutes. And at that point, I get so pissed off that I, like, pull the plug out the back, because I've lost the battery for the laptop. God knows how I managed to lose the battery for the damn thing. And it's just like, fuck. I must have spent the good part of 2-3 hours trying to find this fucking battery. I mean, I had a lot of people shouting at me, you know, it's like, how can you lose this battery? This battery is like a brick, you know? And it's like, I just lost it, you know? I put it down somewhere. It's probably underneath something. And so I am like, okay, I will take the responsibility. So at some point, I'm gonna have to buy a new battery for the thing and look into where I can get it from. Crap, like that, very good deal. But see, to be completely honest though, I this is where I reach a dilemma, because I was going to look into replacing the laptop and buying an Apple iBook or something, but after recent events, I'm not so sure I should. I listened to a couple of podcasts from people who have had to contact Apple due to their products or something, and I recently myself contacted them with regards to iTunes. Because what happened was one of the podcasts I listened to, I'd only downloaded so many shows through after hitting subscribe, it only let me download so many shows, so I went and actually downloaded the shows myself personally, and last night I added them into the podcast folder that it created. And all was fine last night, and then I turned the computer on this morning and they were gone. So I emailed them and I got I was quite surprised. I got a quick response, but it wasn't a helpful response. It was more of a response of, well, we don't know anything about a problem like this. We've never heard of it. You've obviously just done something, you know, you've obviously deleted the program's temporary history or something. And I can't remember the specific wording, because I got so angry that I think that's what started my caffeine buzz this morning. It was just like, I got so angry at the fact that they were basically just saying that it's obviously something you did, you know? You've obviously just, you've obviously changed the setting, or you've deleted the library or something. It's like, are you sure you've added things to the file? And I'm like, God, how many times do I have to tell you? I have added as much music as I want to this bloody thing. Like, I was ready by this point to, I was ready by this point to go pack up my iPod Shuffle after reading through, like, I think the email isn't even long either, it's something like 5-6 lines, and I was ready to go pack up my iPod Shuffle, write my iTunes onto a disc for them, and send them the whole thing back, and tell them, just send me the money back. Do it, because I'm sorry, I cannot take this. This is just way beyond control. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys listened to a podcast called The Cousins Queer, and I think it was Travis. Give me one second. I think it was Travis who had a problem with his... all this stuff. Fuck again! I'm gonna have to... The best I actually did use IT for my downloading podcast, but I ended up with it. Fuck ass. Damn it. So, anyway. I think it was Travis. I think it was. Because it... for those of you guys who don't know, The Cousins Queer, I think I did play a promo for their show yesterday. I played quite a few promos yesterday, didn't I? Actually, I played... I know I played one for The Cousins Queer. I think I played one for... I know I played one for Twinkle Boy as well, and it's because I'm an equal opportunity person. I'm also a realist. I know my show sucks. I know it sucks. I don't need anybody to tell me. I think it was Travis. Or was it Patrick? I'm not... I'm not positive. I'll have to listen to one of the shows again. And oh no, it's Patrick. I do apologize. It was Patrick. So anyway, as I was saying, yeah. So I know that there is a couple shows. I think the problem with the Apple now is that they have just ended up getting into the state where, yeah, their products are good. You know, they are very good. I mean, you know, their quality of some of them is extremely hard to beat. But on the other hand, it's not always about that. You need to offer good services to people and be able to let people, if people have a problem with it, actually treat them with respect. I mean, I've worked in call centers, I've worked in various customer service roles, and I know full well, I mean, like, if I had been working on a technical help desk that received the email that I sent, I would not have responded by making that person feel as if it was their fault, you know, that they have been messing around with the computer and they've just decided that they've done something. You know, it's like, hello, this, I'm not, see, the thing is I'm not a technical genius with computers. I know enough to get myself around them. And I'm pleased with that. And I do try and advance my knowledge with programs and stuff. You know, like if I get a little ingenious idea for myself to do something to keep me occupied, I'll do it and I'll go and I'll try and find out more of how to make it a better way to do things. And for a company of that size, I cannot believe that is what they let go out, you know? So, it makes me so annoyed. You know, it's just like, we don't really care about you. We've already got your business. We don't care. We just want your money, and you've got our product, so we don't care anymore. It's like, oh Christ almighty. So, at least to say, I have been least amused. But on a lighter note, I think my neighbors still hate me. I know that my neighbor to the left of me still hates me one number up, because for my 18th birthday, my mother got me a surround sound speaker system, and I'm not kidding. My mother knows how to wind me up, and she wound me up. At the time, she wound me up when she first gave me it by telling me that she got it off the back of a lorry. And I don't know about you guys in the States, but over here, that would mean that somebody stole it, essentially. And absolutely, positively, you know, wanted to make sure that this thing ain't stolen, you know? And she's like, it's off the back of a lorry, you know? It's like, don't worry, I just got someone to walk in and take it. And I found the receipt. I was like, I hunted high and low. I waited until she got out to work one day. Right, I want that receipt, you know? And I got it. I got the results. And quite a vindictive piece of work, you know? So, I'm quite evil, you know? It's like, she went to all the trouble to get me a present, and all I do is I just go, you know what? I don't care. You told me you joked, and I took it seriously, so I'm gonna go and find this thing. I want to see this receipt. I want to make sure it says that this was paid for. So, wow. C'est la vie. But yeah, as I said, you know, you guys should listen to Ethos Hot Show. As you can see, this show has no clarity whatsoever. It has no clarity. I am jumping from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing to thing to thing. I am bouncing off so many walls right now. This podcast is going to sound so thick and, well, I would say thick and creamy, but no. Oh, one thing I have noticed, I did find out recently though, was there's a film I have that I love completely. It's a film called Stepmom with Julia Roberts and Susan Sarandon. And it's not that it's a really old film or anything. I just like the context of which it is. I am a soppy git at heart at times. And basically what happens is the Susan Sarandon character has gone through a breakup with her husband, and they've got two kids. And the husband moved out, and he's now seeing this other woman, and they're trying to make this whole relationship work with the kids. And Susan can't stand this new woman, who is played by Julia Roberts, that she's trying to... She's moved into this guy's life, and she won't... But she... And Susan wants the husband back. The twist of the story is that Susan's character ends up getting cancer for the second time, and this time is when it kills her. So she has to learn to accept Julia Roberts' character, Isabel. She has to learn to accept her and that she will look after her kids. It's a poignant story for me because both my grandparents died from cancer. And I just remember the grief that it brings on people. You know, that the way it makes people think and the way it screws with your head. So, I can't even remember how I managed to, why I've even just talked about that. I'm going loopy. See? I'm screwed in the head today. This is like fucked up. This is like table tennis. This is ping pong ball. That reminds me of New Year a couple of years ago. I had somebody taped me the Graham Norton New Year show for the UK, and I can't remember what the woman's name was, but as they entered the New Year, this woman shot a ping pong ball out of her cunt, and she hit this target to set a fireworks. And I remember asking specifically, what the fuck do I want to see this for? And it's just like, because you'll find it funny. And I'm like, I don't find that funny at all. I don't like looking at women's bits, you know. It's times are rather scary, you know. It's like, hello, I don't know what to do with any of that. The other thing is that I've realized I have become quite a shallow person. Like, it's walking down the street, just like my guest from the last Wednesday and Thursday, was as I took him to get his bus on Thursday, and we were walking down the street, and we were commenting on how all the fat people look alike. You know, it's like, what the fuck's up with that? You know, and then we were going on about how some fat people try and say about how, oh, it's I've got a problem, you know, it's a medical condition. And then it's like, yeah, it's a medical condition. You want to stop your mouth chomping and you want to stop putting things into there. So it's like, hello, obviously you have a problem. Excuse me. See, that's the caffeine coming back. My head is buzzing. So tomorrow's going to be fun because my ex is going to pay me, oh no, wait a minute, what day is it? Yeah, tomorrow he's going to be paying me a visit. And I have the delightful, delightful time of his company. So who knows what will happen. I can just see him walking in and I'll be like, go make yourself a cup of tea. I'm going out for the afternoon. Bye. It's like, go make yourself a drink. Make yourself at home. And just don't break anything, because I've got this place clean and tidy, and it's the way I like it. That's the way. Anyway. Oops, nearly could have got myself in a lot of trouble there. Anywho. Anybody? Okay. So, as I mentioned last night, and I'll say it again today, about, I don't know. If you haven't heard about this, then where have you been? Do you live under rocks and stuff? Purecast Media, which was one of the, I think it was probably one of the biggest hosting companies out there for podcasting people, has gone bust. They have shut up shop. They have canceled subscriptions. They have deleted everybody's files and emails and MP3s and stuff. So, if you had an account with them, then you're pretty much screwed. And so if you, like, if you haven't logged into Qpodder, or if you're not registered to Qpodder and stuff like that, then I'd suggest going and registering. and because there are plenty of people there that are trying to help. I mean, I'm in there trying to help as much as I can, as much as so is Wanda Wisdom, Madge Weinstein. I'll read the names off. It's a massive list. Well, it's not a massive list just yet, but it will become a massive list. Well, we'll start with Wanda's posting about this, which is an I've added my own post into this to try and help as much as I can. There's plenty of people that are there that can offer space to try and help. There is plenty of people, including myself, that have given the names of their hosting companies. And as I said last night, that I agree with Wanda's statement about how nobody really should now, judging, because I mean, PureCast Media was one of the big names, and look what happened. And because I know that Wanda was saying that she had she'd recommended that a few times. So, and I agree that, you know, nobody really should now recommend anybody, because it's so simple for things to go wrong. I mean, I read off the page that they put up. I'll just go to the page again. I read straight off the page last night. I read the full thing that you guys got to see, which was what all anybody got. Now, the query that I have is that on Qpodder, a guy called Folky Boy said that he got an email from them to tell them that they'd cancelled his subscription. They'd cancelled his account, and it was like, in their thing, they say, oh, we can contact anybody. This is the only way we've got to tell you guys. Methinks that they've obviously... This, as I said last night, and I'm not going to get too far into this purely because I will end up having a show of bitching again. But they have obviously knew. I mean, I guarantee they had to have known for a long time that they were having issues. I mean, that's the thing, is that they chose to open a site where that's what they did. You know, it was a podcasting hosting site. That's what it was. And they chose to open that, and they knew that, I mean, I don't know, don't quote me on this, I think they were probably one of the first major hosting companies around. And so not surprising that they gained so much business. Their site gained so much traffic. And it just amazes me that they can so easily turn around and dismiss people. You know, it's like, they knew full well that people were going to... people were going to say to them that your bandwidth is getting really high. You know, they had to have known that. For them to say, oh, we didn't know this was going to happen, we didn't mean for it to happen. Crap, that's what everybody wants for their site. They want their site to be... they want their site to be busy. They want a lot of people to come visit it. And that's what they got. And unsurprisingly enough, that's what they don't like. Because it costs them. It's costing them. And it will still cost them, because they'll still have to pay that bill off. So... anywho, if this is like the first show you guys listen to, then beware, because I'm not usually this bitchy. I'm not usually high on caffeine when I do a show. Although in saying that, maybe I should be. Maybe I should just get high on caffeine a lot. Because I had a drink last night after I did last night's show. I had a drink of... I still had half a bottle of wine. And I drank that. And now my kitchen stinks of alcohol. So that is going to be kind of comical. In fact, at the moment, I haven't brushed my teeth yet, and I will do that very, very soon, because I can still taste the alcohol in my mouth. You know that way when you wake up in the morning and it's not been something that you've actually thought tasted nice? So I'm going to have to go at some point, and I'll probably do it as during the show. I will pause and go brush my teeth and come back because it's actually getting on my nerves. But I think the only good thing about my ex coming tomorrow is that apparently he, through his work, he's managed to get me a new iPod. No, don't quote me on this yet because I will tell you, you'll find out. I think he'll probably end up staying tomorrow on the Saturday night to Sunday and go home. He'll probably go to his on Sunday. So, I will let you guys know if I actually do manage to get, if I do get one. So, because I think it's like this thing that for his job is just like this event show thing, and Apple were there and they were giving out, their products, you know, like iPods, iPod Shuffles, iPod Nanos, and things like that, and it's like basically what they've done is they've kitted these things out to the hilt, you know, as much memory as they can get into them. Some of them are just the standard, but what they're doing is from their stand they are giving them away. You know, you go up to their stand, you can get one. And so he said he's not told me if he has actually gone up and picked one up, so I'm not sure if he has or not. So. What else? I don't know. As you can see, the caffeine has... It's not that it's wearing off. It's just the fact that because my mind is bouncing from wall to wall, I have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, and I have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. Essentially, that's it. You know, I'm an ass today. Just talking out my ass. Just doing that. That's all that's happening. You know, and a lot of people are sitting there going, just like usual. Do you ever listen to your own show? That's what happens. You talk out your ass. So, you know, that's grand. That is grand. Oh, the other thing I got was, because I remember telling you guys that I had a visitor on Monday to see me. I had a visitor Wednesday, Thursday. My guest on Monday told me that my voice is different when it's like apparently my accent changes from when I speak on the phone to when I speak on webcam and to when I speak to people in person. My accent changes and is different. So, needless to say, I didn't know how to take that really. another thing I didn't know how to take was my guest from Wednesday and Thursday, as I was taking him to get to the bus to go for his journey home, told me that I like to say, there's a few words that I like to say a lot. And because he didn't want me to make me feel awkward about it, he only said one of them. But it's the one word I knew I sort of said a lot, but didn't quite gather that I did say it as much as I do. And it's the word fiddle. I say the word fiddle. And I always mean it in the context of actually fiddling with somebody. I don't ever mean like a fiddle as in a musical instrument or playing with something like a keyboard or a piece of paper or something. I mean like fiddling with something, somebody. Like fiddling with somebody's car, pussy, whatever, you know, and I always say that to people. And but when he said it, I was just like, I thought, I don't do that. You know the way you disbelieve somebody? So I thought, I'm gonna have to count this. So I started paying extremely close attention to what I was saying and started trying to count the amount of times I said it. And I think like in the space of a 10-15 minute conversation between me and this guy, I had said it something like 20-25 times, and it was like fiddle. I could have had a whole line of just me going fiddle, and it's like, hello, you need to learn your words. So in fact, you know what, I think I'm just gonna call this show the bouncing show because that is all I seem to have done. So before I cause myself any more hysterics or I fall off my chair or something, I am going to, one second while I get this to work, I'm gonna find something to release this energy. first of all, I'm going to play you a couple of promos for a couple of the shows, and then I will be done, and I will let you guys get off to the land of work, the land of privileges, the land of not being annoyed by me. So anyway, thank you guys very much for listening, and I'm in about a couple of minutes after I've played a couple of promos for you guys when my computer wants to work. You know, if anybody knows a good way to kick a computer where it's not gonna break it, then tell me. Oh my god, I really need to kick this.
Absolutely nothing. I'm just a regular guy. I'm a Mac guru, a foodie, sci-fi geek, gadget-loving, wannabe weather forecaster. Yep, your basic digital queer. Check back often and join me and my four listeners as I talk just about anything. Now podcasting at www.scottmandeau.com.